Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
This is incredible news for fans of soap operas.
News like this deserves the super serious news intro, right?
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, I think so.
Okay. Breaking news on the serial soap dramas for primetime daytime television. Days of Our Lives is bringing back the Marlena possession story from 1994.
Here we yes. go. Yes. Wait for it.
Like sands through the hourglass.
So are the days of our lives.
So big news, apparently.
Big news. This is big.
I have no idea who this lady is, what the story is.
It's unfortunate.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, we missed it. We missed it.
It's McDonald Carey.
We have to give respect to the name.
This is McDonald Carey.
There we go.
And these are the days of our lives.
I don't think that might...
We can't miss that part.
Wasn't that relevant.
No,
regardless,
wasn't.
When I was in high school... Everybody was watching Days of Our Lives.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, girls, teachers, janitors. It didn't matter. We were all watching it. We were all talking about it. In 94, Stefano DiMera.
Classic Stefano.
Was hypnotizing Marlena to become his queen of the night. And then he would be able to make her fall in love with him. But that also opened her up to demonic possession, which led to her being possessed by the devil. She was levitating. Her eyes changed colors. Oh, it was so good. And they're doing it again. It's very exciting.
I was too busy watching the much superior daytime soap opera.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
See, I also have a very soft spot in my heart for Young and the Restless.
Mm-hmm.
My mom and my grandma have been watching that for years.
Oh, yeah.
And Days of Our Lives... Maybe Young and the Restless.
What was better? What was better? Young and the Restless, Days of Our Lives.
Days of Our Lives.
Call or text 306.
Bold and the Beautiful.
Okay, that's
another world.
We all know Bold and the Beautiful is third. Passions.
No.
Now that's last.
Passions does not deserve
you
to be on.
You are my Passions.
No.
My sister loved that show. Loved Passions. Made me watch it with her all the time. By the way, the only reason I agreed to talk about soap operas is so I could
Wait
play
for it. Here
the
we
Young
go.
And the Restless theme. This part.
Well,
how many times do you think we played this on the show in 4 years?
At least 60.
I'm thinking triple digits at least.
We're still thinking lots about and going through old clips of comedian Norm MacDonald. He passed away yesterday, 61 years of age,
mm-hmm.
so young. And we found out he's been battling leukemia for the last 9 years.
Yeah.
Which, it's happened before where, I think, was it David Bowie was sick with cancer and he hadn't told anybody. And completely fair, it's your own... battle you're fighting.
Exactly.
Whatever. But it's just always so shocking when you do hear about someone passing like that where you just did not expect it. He had a slot booked at a comedy festival in November.
I know.
He was still working at it. He just unfortunately took a turn for the worse as of recently. And so it's just been... obviously sad, but it's so refreshing too because people are sharing their Norm MacDonald stories, amazing clips, amazing jokes of his, which let's face it, there are so many.
There are too many.
So many.
I want to play them all today. If it were up to me, I'd scrap everything we have planned and just literally about Norm because like he's probably the funniest guy ever because he never really needed to swear that much. Threw in a couple F-bombs here or there. Never needed to be big. Like, he wasn't like a Chris Farley big comedian, right?
No.
Just that delivery, the deadpan.
That's what it was. And, like, almost the smirk on his face, I think, the whole time where he knew he was funny.
Oh, yeah.
He loved the story he was telling or the joke he was telling, and it was just a pleasure to watch him.
He was the king of the late night TV guest. Like being the late night TV talk show guest, he was the best at it.
He was also the last comedian on the Letterman show.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Do I play the Crocodile Hunter clip?
Yes.
So he was on the Daily Show with Jon Stewart way back in the day. And that's the thing. There are so many of these Norm late night TV show clips
on
Twitter right now. There are so many. I think this might be the best one. This was like 2 weeks after the Crocodile Hunter passed away,
Steve
by
Irwin.
The way.
Yep.
Wanted to talk about the Crocodile Hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
You're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think...
time.
I don't know. People calling me, man, they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile. You know who had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man.
Everyone deserves a little recognition. It's time for some cruise shout-outs.
Shout-out! Shout-out!
Take it away, Stacey and Clayton.
Shout out to Smile Cookies at Tim Hortons that actually look like a smiley face and not Sloth from the Goonies. One time, a Smile Cookie was butchered so badly, it made my daughter cry.
Shout out to those jukeboxes you see in some bars that let you pick the songs from an app on your phone. I don't know if you knew this or not, but you don't need to be in the bar to pick the songs. They work from the parking lot, even from a few houses down. Fun little prank, drive up to a bar, play My Sacrifice by Creed 20 times, drive away. $10 well spent right there. The people inside won't know what hit them.
Shout out to the text message that lets you know you only have 5% data left on your phone. Thanks for saving me $890, because that's pretty much what you have to pay if you ever go even the slightest bit over.
And finally, shout out to the Toronto Blue Jays for being good again. Not just good, but fun to watch. Vladdy Jr.'s hitting bombs every game. Alek Manoah is striking out 9 batters a game. The 2021 Jays are like the 2015 Jays on steroids. Too soon for a baseball steroids joke? Too soon?
And Vladdy drills it to left field, and it's gone!
Blast from the past, Stacey. Speaker's Corner on Much Music.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, they had this it was like a booth.
A video booth,
A video booth. Random people in Toronto would just go in there and just say whatever they wanted. It was usually this stuff.
5-hour lunchboxes! Eat nowhere! Devil's advocate eat no longer you reuse our paper bags. Save a tree! Use our lunchboxes and mugs!
So, bunch of Yahoos like that usually, right?
It was entertaining, though, because, you had the opportunity to speak your mind and have a bunch of people hear it, whereas now we just have the internet and social media.
We have the comments section, which is way worse. The Speaker's Corner was like the original comment section, right? I love that. Sometimes people would come by and, play a guitar or a fiddle or something like that. One time, Mike Myers came by and just shocked everyone. It was like, that's Mike Myers.
Cool.
Oh, we decided to put our own Speaker's Corner in Saskatoon, corner of 21st and 1st, right by the Crew Studios. Speaker's Corner, we set up a camera. Let's just look outside the window here. It's gone.
It's been stolen.
Someone stole it.
Yeah.
Downtown Saskatoon. Oh, we should have thought of that. We probably should have got a security guard. When I say weird school assemblies, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Oh, I think we had a guy come in that did yo-yo tricks once.
You had yo-yo guy too?
And it was just random. I feel like it was probably a normal assembly. Mm-hmm. But it was like, today's entertainment will be Cliff. And he uses the yo-yo.
Classic Cliff.
Uses the yo-yo. Plays the yo-yo. Does the yo-yo.
It's a good question. I have no idea.
What do you do?
Performs the yo-yo? turns the yo-yo into a work of art.
He will display his skills with the yo-yo.
He makes love to the yo-yo. No.
No, it's elementary school, Clayton. Jeez.
I meant it metaphorically, Stacey.
Anyway.
Anyway, yeah, we had Yo-Yo Kid at St. Bernard. We had, like, sometimes it was very, very inspirational. We had hoop dancers coming to St. Bernard every single year. Hoop dancers, shout out to you. It was so awesome when hoop dancers came to school. We actually learned how to do hoop dancing as well afterwards because everyone was so excited about it. We had this one guy, Sony's Mended Wings was the name of the book. He was all over Saskatoon as well. It was a great book. But those were, like, the good ones. The good ones didn't come around too often. I was in the Catholic system as a kid, so a lot of our surprise assemblies were always of the sexual education variety.
Oh.
Just the most awkward school assemblies ever.
Abstinence.
Oh, man.
Kids.
Well, in elementary school, it was different than the high school one, right? Elementary school, they really dumbed it down. It was like the birds and the bees version, right?
Yeah.
You had your fully alive textbook. You draw boobs in it.
As
classic.
You do.
Classic, right? When you got to high school, though, it really... Oh, man.
They cranked it up a notch.
They cranked it up a notch. And just the, again, not going to get into it, but just the examples they would use, it's just, looking back, kind of gross now. But it was just funny in high school, they'd be like, hey, no sex, sex is bad. Half the kids in there.
Okay, next. COVID cases here in Saskatchewan.
Here we go.
They're pretty high. They're the highest they've ever been. And it makes me...
And where are we going, Stacey? Higher. Ring those phones. You can't help it. When you're in Saskatchewan and you hear that, we're going higher. But where are we going to go from there? It's just, it's in our blood. Sorry.
I don't even think we can tie those two things together because I'm so frustrated currently. And I've been noticing that when I've gotten together with my girlfriends, there's a group of four of us and we've been friends for years. We get together. We try to at least once a month. I've noticed we have a bit of a system where we get together. And instead of, you know, like, hey, how's it going? Whatever. It goes almost right into and I'm going to use the word, a bitch fest about COVID. And we spend a good, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes just. And then did you hear about this and that and this and that? And one person has a story about this. And then one person has a shocking statistic about that. And we get really, really worked up about it. And then finally someone jumps in and is like, hey. Anyway, change of subject.
Ah, the old anyway.
How's preschool? You know, like, it's just, it's almost like you just have to, among your close friends, your girlfriends, you know, the people you love and appreciate, you just need to vent.
You need to.
And get it out.
Yeah.
And mention a few key things that you've heard that you just still can't wrap your brain around and have them reciprocate it. Because we all, my group of friends, we have like-minded ideas and we just let it out. And you feel, you get really worked up about it. But for a little bit there, you're just like, okay, let's talk about something fun. Okay.
Well, you let it all out at the start, right? Get it all out so you don't bring it up every 2 minutes for the rest of the conversation.
Yes.
You get it out of your system because people just love bringing it up, you know, poking and prodding, just bringing it up in random sentences. Get it all out of the way. Boom, you can have a friendly conversation. It's like the new, how about that local sports team? How about this crazy weather we've been seeing?
No.
Let's get angry about COVID by making small talk here.
You can't help it though, right? It's it's been our lives for what, almost 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And you still just need that release, I think, sometimes when you get together with people. Like, you gotta let it out.
Also, shout out to the anyway friend. Let's talk about something else.
Thank you.
You are the real MVP.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday morning 6 to 10 on Cruise.